Uganda's health ministry reported this week the first cross-border case of Ebola from Congo. The disease began to spread in that country last year. The discovery is a setback for health workers who, for months, tried to prevent the virus from crossing the border. A 5-year-old Congolese boy is at a hospital in a western area near the Congo border, Ugandan Health Minister Jane Acheng told reporters. The boy is being kept away from other people except his family and hospital workers. The case adds pressure on the World Health Organization to declare the Ebola outbreak a worldwide health emergency. The spread is the second deadliest in history and is continuing. In April, a WHO expert committee decided that the outbreak was not yet an international threat, but that it was of deep concern. Usually, the United Nations agency considers a declaration of a worldwide health emergency when a disease crosses borders. The Ebola outbreak is in an area new to the disease. People reportedly are resisting efforts to contain it. It was not clear when the boy entered Uganda. A WHO statement said he crossed the border at Bwera on Sunday with his family. He was treated at Kagondo Hospital and was then taken to Bwera Ebola Treatment Unit, the WHO said. Confirmation of Ebola was made Tuesday by the Uganda Virus Institute. The Ministry of Health and WHO have sent a rapid response team to Kasese to identify other people who may be at risk, the WHO said. In a separate statement, Congo's health ministry said the boy from Mabalako arrived Monday at Congo's Kasindi border crossing. At least 12 family members also appeared to have the disease and were taken to a restricted center at the local hospital for observation. 6 family members fled while being sent to an Ebola treatment center in Beni. They crossed into Uganda while Congolese border officials warned Ugandan medical workers, Congo's health ministry said. Ugandan officials found the family members at the Kagondo Hospital, where the boy's Ebola case was confirmed. Officials from the 2 countries will meet Wednesday about the possibility of sending the family back to Beni in Congo for treatment, the health ministry said. There have been more than 2,000 confirmed and probable cases of the Ebola virus in Congo since August. Nearly 1,400 have died. The disease is spread mainly through contact with body fluids of those infected. For the first time, an experimental but effective Ebola vaccine is being widely used. More than 130,000 doses of the vaccine have been given. Uganda has vaccinated almost 4,700 health workers, the WHO said. Uganda has had several outbreaks of Ebola and similar diseases since 2000. I'm Susan Shand.